When lava first began spewing from fissures in Leilani Estates at the end of the last school year, Kuokala Public Charter School Director Susie Osborne took preventative measures and relocated her students out of Puna.
Well, we were lingering in the land of hope for quite a while as we watched the journeys of lava come towards Pualaa, and really quite a great disbelief. It all occurred.
Earlier this month, the ongoing lava flow buried the school's 600-acre property near Ahalanui Warm Ponds. The Hawaiian-focused charter school called Pualaa home since it was founded 16 years ago. This coming year, the school's 230 students will be scattered throughout three different campuses in Hilo and Puna.
You know, it's a big shift. And of course, all the students and families that are, you know, either have lost their homes, like myself, or have had to relocate. And there's, you know, a very large percentage of our population is undergoing those very profound stressors in life.
Nonetheless, she says the school will go on. They will be remodeling a newly acquired building on the grounds of the Nanimau Garden this weekend for the elementary school.
It has not been in occupancy for several years and no sort of attention. So it needs everything from industrial cleaning top to bottom, carpentry work, some flooring work, putting in some air con, some yard stuff. So
she says the outpouring of support from the community has been overwhelming. The Rotary Clubs of Hilo and Pahoa in particular help champion fundraising and relocation efforts.
And that holds great promise and hope, and nothing can ever replace the Wahipana of Pualaa, truly a sacred place.
Osborne says the relocation has not shaken her commitment to making Kuokala a national model for education, grounded in place and culture. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.